This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's June, the midpoint for the year 2008. The year is half over. And to mark the occasion, All Songs Considered's NPR's online music show is asking listeners to vote on their favorite records for the first half of the year. All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan joins me on All Things Considered now with some of the early results from the poll. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Michelle.
It's interesting to talk about this kind of polling in this election year.
And this poll is full of surprises, like a lot of polls. And one of the surprises that I find is some of the records that are doing best are actually the records that take a lot of listening to get through. And those are not usually the ones that make it to the top of best of lists. They're usually the ones that, people will cite as things that they loved over time, but not floating to the top. And one of them is a record by a fellow who goes by the name of Bon Iver. B-O-N, next word, I-V-E-R. It's a wrong spelling of a French word that means good winter.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Vernon, the fellow who did all of this music, calls his record Bon Iver because he spent 3 months running away from whatever people run away from, bad relationships and all that other stuff, and went to his father's cabin up in northern Wisconsin, alone with some recording equipment, and just made this absolutely stunning, out-of-the-blue record.
I am my mother on the wall with a song.
Music's beautiful, but boy, he whatever happened left quite a mark on him. He's talking about love leaving rope burns.
It is absolutely one of my favorite records, and not unlike another record that is slowly gaining to be a favorite of mine and making it surprisingly onto the charts. It's one by a group called Fleet Foxes, who I've only heard of this year. They're a pretty young band from Seattle.
I was following the eye, 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 was following the eye.
The heart and soul of this band are the voices, so it's not the guitar and the drums that are carrying it. It's not one singer. They're all singers. You know, the first thing I thought about, and you hate saying this because you don't want to pigeonhole them, but the first thing I thought about in my reference points is Crosby, Stills, and Nash or something like that. But there's lots, lots more than that to this band.
Bob, it almost has a 1960s Up With People feeling.
Oh, you know, if they were in the room here, they would scowl.
So there are bands that are, at least at this point in time, a little bit more obscure, but there are some more familiar bands, I understand, that actually made it to the top of the rankings.
You know, and Death Cab for Cutie.
A storm.
Morning Jacket are two bands that have been around for a long time now. They've steadily built up a following, being young, independent. When we say independent, we mean on small labels, who are now not on small labels. And what's hopeful is you get these bands that you may fall in love with when they're young and they're just beginning, and that's what you like about them. But they have managed to mature, and we should play Maybe something from the My Morning Jacket record. This record's full of many different styles. You can listen to one and you might feel like you're listening to Charlie Pride, and the next minute you feel like you're listening to Led Zeppelin. So this record's all over the map. It's one of the reasons I love this band so much. One of the things that I see in Death Cab for Cutie and My Morning Jacket, bands that have now been around for a while, is that you see them actually selling an awful lot of records, and you'll see them on the tops of Billboard charts. These are bands that, you know, given the kind of music they made 6 and 8 years ago, you never, ever would have imagined them selling a lot of records and selling out big halls and so forth. And so when you think of someone like Bon Iver, or you think of someone like Fleet Foxes, it's curious to think about 5 and 6 and 8 years from now if they will be ones who forge a new sound, a different sound, a sound that in some ways expands the attention span. So maybe there's some hope, because I like that in music when it takes a while to kind of fall for it. And maybe that's something that we can look forward to for pop music, because heaven knows I listen to too much pop music that in the first 10 or 15 seconds, you know the whole song.
Yeah, you hear the hook and you know you're going to hear it six times before the song's over.
And I'm tired of that.
Bob, what's at the top of the poll right now?
Well, Bon Iver and Vampire Weekend were running neck and neck for a while, and now Vampire Weekend is taking a big lead. And if you haven't heard the Vampire Weekend, you should, because it's such a fun, upbeat record. You've got to find room and heart for a record that's this much fun.
Bob Boylan is the host of All Songs Considered. Thanks for stopping by, Bob.
Pleasure.
And you can hear some of our listeners' picks and vote for your own favorites if you go to the music section of our website. That's npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.